Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to St. Mark's, and we welcome all of you to our annual Children's Christmas service this morning. As we celebrate the birth of the baby who was born in Bethlehem, as we celebrate the birth of the Christ child, it is a very fitting tradition and a long-standing Lutheran tradition that one of our Christmas services includes the children of our church and school proclaiming the gospel message of the Christ child who was born to be our Savior. We are happy that you are with us today to celebrate the beginning, or to be with us for the beginning of our Christmas celebration, which extends throughout the week as we acknowledge the birth of the Son of God into our world to be our Savior. For our service today, you will simply need this service booklet that you received from the ushers as you entered into the church this morning. Everything, including the hymns that we will sing, is reprinted in the service booklet. The congregation will remain seated throughout the entire service. You'll notice that unlike a typical Sunday, there are no directions for standing and sitting. For practical reasons, the congregation, the assembly, will remain seated throughout the entire service. There is one note to bring to your attention on the bottom of page 2, where there are the practical notes for today. Keep in mind that even though the children are the gospel proclaimers today and we want to capture these memories, this is still a service. So if you could be subtle in the way you go about taking those pictures so that we can still have that emphasis on this is a worship experience, this is a gathering of God's people in God's house. We don't mind non-flash photos, but if you could be subtle about it, that would help us to not only keep the focus on the message, but it's also less distracting for the children when there's not that sense of photography taking place on a high scale. So if you could honor that, we would be much appreciative of that this morning. With those thoughts and notes, we will begin our service on the bottom of page 3, following the bell peal with a section that says narration. May God bless us as the children proclaim the Christmas gospel this morning.
Light a candle on the altar. Now our worship shall begin. With a song, let all here present call the other children in.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord has made known his word. Alleluia.
The word of his salvation. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord established his covenant forever.
He has sent redemption to his people.
Christ the Lord, our Savior, everlasting God, and Mary's Son.
O come, let us worship him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We greet you, friends. We're glad you came. We welcome you in Jesus' name. We join with Christians everywhere who at this time their hearts prepare to mark the birthday of God's Son and know the reason he has come. So listen to the things we say and kindly join us as we pray. And when we come upon a song in which you are to sing along, let every heart and voice unite with angels round the throne of light.
May God the Father, Son, and Spirit grant faith that we may life inherit.
From the first book of the Bible to the last, we hear about the light that God promised to send his people, the Messiah, who brings the gift of salvation through his birth as a human being, his perfect life, and his sacrificial death to pay for our sin. God's prophets bring a consistent message of hope for God's people through the years.
A candle on the altar, though its light be small and dim, for the light that first was given after Adam and Eve sinned.
Thank you.
light a candle on the altar for the years that passed with speed. Plainer now the plan unfolding, one would come of Abram's seed. On the altar, still more brightly let it shine for another Christmas promise of the star that would appear. Candle on the altar, still more brightly let it shine, for the prophecy foretelling Christ would spring from David's line.
Thank you.
light a candle on the altar for God's promise to the earth that the Savior who was coming would be born of virgin birth. Light a candle on the altar, adding more light to our space for the prophet's plainer message, naming Bethlehem the place. Light a candle on the altar that will burn now bright and clear, telling of the joyous message that the Savior's birth was near. Light a candle on the altar for the good news in God's word. Hear the angel telling Joseph, Mary's child is Christ the Lord. The Christmas story is so much more than just a story. It is the true account of the birth of a Savior for all people. Jesus was born a human so he could fulfill the law on our behalf and die as the perfect sacrifice for our sin. The true light that gives life to everyone has come into the world.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a
Light a candle on the altar, light a light most bright and clear. Light a light that shines most glorious, for the Savior now is here.
With these candles brightly burning, listen now to what we say, for you will know it then quite plainly why there is a Christmas day.
Glory to God in the highest. over the Savior's birth. Light it for their celebrating God's goodwill to us on earth. Candle on the altar, for the angel's message led, shepherds to the gift God promised, Jesus in a manger bed.
So they hurry off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
Light a candle on the altar, as did in the stable shine. By that light, the faithful shepherds gazed upon the child divine.
Thank you.
Jesus brings forgiveness, life, and salvation to everyone who believes. In him, we also receive many other gifts, not just at Christmas, but throughout our earthly lives. These gifts bring us true light and help us reflect God's light and love to those around us through our vocations.
Light a candle on the altar for the grace beyond all thought, which the Christ, the Lord of glory, in his birth from heaven brought. For the love of Christ so great that he came to earth to save us from our lost and sinful state. For the heavenly peace of heart that the blessings of the Savior to his faithful ones impart.
Guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
on the altar for the joy that Jesus birthed, stirred among the hosts of heaven and God's children on this earth.
In this morning's prayer of the church, we offer a prayer of intercession on behalf of Gary Welch, the son of our member, Carolyn Welch. Gary will be undergoing cancer surgery later this week. We also offer a prayer of thanksgiving on behalf of Mark and Beth Waterman, who were blessed with the gift of a healthy baby boy, Winston David Waterman, who is not only doing well, but will be baptized soon in an upcoming service here at St. Mark's. After the prayer of the church, we will all join together to speak the Lord's Prayer on the bottom of page 17. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you fulfilled all of your ancient promises and sent us a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Your Son left the glory of heaven and became flesh of our flesh. He became our brother, so that through him we might become your children. We marvel at his grace, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, so that we through his poverty might become rich. We are indeed rich, for we have peace with you and access to your throne in every need. Dear Savior, give us a simple childlike faith that sees your glory even in your lowliness. Help us all to rejoice in your birth. In sincere faith we join the song of the angels, share the delight of the shepherds, and adore you with the Magi. May the truth, love, and redemption that you have brought dwell in our hearts and lives. Like Mary, may we keep all these things and ponder them in our hearts. And since you came for all people, help us share the good news of great joy that we have in you. Lord of life, we marvel again at the wonderful way in which you bring children into the world. Accept our thanks for holding your protecting hand over Beth Waterman and for blessing Beth and Mark with the gift of a healthy baby boy, Winston David. Bless their son. Receive him into your family through holy baptism and protect him from every danger of body and soul. Give his parents the love, wisdom, and means to care for their son that you have entrusted to them. Merciful Lord, you are the great physician of body and soul. Watch over Gary Welch as he undergoes surgery to remove a cancerous spot. Remove fear and anxiety from his heart, and through this trial, lead him to hear your call and put his trust and confidence in you. Be with the medical staff and give success to the surgery. Be with him as he recovers, and fill him with an abiding thankfulness for all your blessings. As you have shown us your glory by your birth, so one day bring us into your glory in heaven, where we will take our places among all the saints and angels. There we will forever praise and glorify you for the grace and mercy that you have shown to us poor sinners. Hear us, O Lord, for the sake of your name, and in your name we also join to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. As we join to sing the closing hymn, please note that there will be a brief interlude before the final stanza. Please wait for that interlude and then join when the piano accompaniment encourages us to sing the final verse. Get you jazzed for Christmas, I don't know what will. We didn't talk about who does announcements first. Should we do paper, rock, scissors? I'll say what I'm going to say, and then we've got three sets of announcements today. This is in lieu of the fact that you didn't get a sermon, I suppose. No, not quite. First of all, we're very grateful to have all of you with us today as we begin our Christmas celebration with our children's Christmas service. God bless you all this Christmas season. May he fill your heart with faith in the true message and meaning of this season, the birth of Jesus as our Savior, who went to the cross and empty tomb to win our salvation. If you are traveling, may God give you safe travels in the days ahead as you go to visit family and friends elsewhere around the state or around the country. Some announcements to share with you. In today's service booklet, the announcements flyer, which usually is available separately in the back of church, was also included, although there are additional copies in the back of church if you want more. Both on the announcements flyer and on the back page, the back cover of today's service booklet, is a listing of the special services coming up for the Christmas season. Here on Christmas Eve, this coming Thursday, festival services at 5 and 7, and then the very popular 10:30 service of 9 lessons and carols. If you love singing Christmas hymns, that's really the one that you're going to enjoy because you are the choir at that service. We'll sing all sorts of Christmas hymns and then come back Christmas Day, Friday morning, 10:30 will be our festival services. Next Sunday, the regular schedule resumes, so this service will begin at 8 at its usual time rather than 8:30, which is because of our special schedule and service today. Next Sunday, during the Bible class hour, we have two adult Bible classes going on right now. My class, which had been studying the book of Judges, is complete as of last week. Mr. Baker's class on the large catechism is going one more session. So Mr. Baker's class will meet in the Luther room next Sunday. My class will still meet in here, and we're going to take a look at that new Wells Christmas outreach movie, My Son, My Savior, which we are giving out to people, to guests who come to St. Mark's over the Christmas holiday as a thank you note for visiting us. It's a 45-minute movie, and we will take a look at that during the Bible study hour next Sunday. If you are in neither Bible class, that's certainly a great session to jump in on between services next Sunday. As the new year approaches, there's a couple things that we want to bring to your attention. First of all, you have heard that we are looking at having three sessions of small group or in-home Bible studies in January and February to align with a three-Sunday sermon series that we will have in the new year on the mission statement of St. Mark's, which is now beautifully outlined for you on the back wall of the church. Glorify God, grow in grace, and go with the gospel. We have a few people who have volunteered to serve as facilitators or discussion leaders. We have a few people that have volunteered to open their homes for studies. If you would be interested in one or either of those tasks, please see me or sign up on the chart that's in the back of church in the sign-up center on the right side of the information center with the bulletin board and the shelf in the church lobby. Also, in the new year, as one of the announcements notes on the announcement flyer on the front page, bottom right-hand announcement, we will be having a committee of pastors from our church body who are on the Hymnal Rites Committee. That's the committee that's going to produce all the services that will go in the next new hymnal to replace this one sometime after 2020. A committee of those pastors will be coming out here because I am tired of traveling to their meetings in the Midwest. And they said, California or Wisconsin in January? Let me think about that one. So they're coming out here, and to help reduce expenses, if we are able to house them, we do have housing for them now, sufficient from the membership, but if you could loan a vehicle or be willing to prepare a meal for them, a lunch meal, or perhaps one of the dinners that we'll have during the 3 days that we're here, that will just help to reduce the overall costs of this meeting. If you're interested, please speak with me if you'd be able to help us out that way. There are other announcements coming from Mr. Bauer and Pastor Schmidt this morning, so I will turn the floor over to them and they can decide who goes next.
I'm going to go next. I've been waiting to do this for a couple minutes, and you probably have been too. The children, we kept them in back there. It was their privilege and joy to share the good news of Jesus with you this morning. Let's praise Jesus by giving them some applause. I have a couple announcements specifically related to our school, and then Pastor Schmidt will also have an announcement. Beginning in January, we really get serious about enrolling families for the next school year, the 2016-2017 school year. So if you or anybody you know might be interested in our school, January is really the time to get after it. I'm happy to schedule campus visits with people and get that enrollment process started. We offer a nice enrollment incentive. If families commit by the end of January, they get half off of their enrollment commitment fee. So again, encouragement to hit the ground running in January with the enrollment season. If you're at all interested in learning more about our school this morning, we've got a counter in the back there with a bulletin board. feel free to take some of that information with you. It's there for the taking. And if that information leads you to be more interested in our school, I'd be happy to set up a time for you to visit our campus. And then you can get a real good feel for how things go here at St. Mark's. On your way out this morning, if you're interested in purchasing a DVD of the service, again, at that school counter, you can sign up there. We'll get those produced as quickly as possible and let you know when they're ready for you to pick them up. After we leave, we have a time of fellowship over in the gym, lots of goodies to eat, and then the same students who were playing their beautiful music before the service will also be playing over there. So another opportunity for them to use their talents to make a beautiful sound to the Lord, and we can enjoy that music while we're there. Finally, and then we'll invite Pastor Schmidt to come up, and I do have one more thing to say after Pastor Schmidt says what he's going to say. But on your way out this morning, if you could leave behind your service booklet, we'll use them again in the second service. That would be very helpful. Pastor Schmidt, come on up.
Good morning. Thank you for bringing all the children here today. It was absolutely beautiful, and God be praised for the efforts that went into that. I ask you for a few minutes of your time. I know this is going to take some patience on some of you. This is one of those occasions where some St. Mark's business and a very big Sunday for guests on our campus kind of collide. I have a letter to share with you about the decision that I've come to about the calls that I'm holding. These last 5 weeks have been some of, if not the most difficult and confusing for me, as I've wrestled with the two calls that I held, the one to serve you here at St. Mark's, and the second to serve God's people in Las Vegas. The more I looked in here and in here, the more difficult and confusing things got. And that shouldn't surprise any of us. The more we look to ourselves, oftentimes that's how it goes. The more I relied on me, the worse things got. God, by His grace, however, redirected a few things. He redirected me back to His Word for wisdom and encouragement and strength to wrestle with this decision and to come to a decision with which I feel confident. Although He did not whisper an answer in my ear or knock me off my horse like He did St. Paul, although I'm not sure if that would have been good or terrifying, should that have happened. He did share His wisdom and encouragement and strength with me through some of the Bible passages that I learned long ago. And that's a life lesson for all of us. Get the Word of God into the hearts and minds of your children so that when they need it, it's going to be there. God also directed me to passages that I seemingly have discovered for the first time. Life lesson there. Get in the Word of God. You will find brand new treasures every time you do, just like He promises. And God gave me wisdom and strength through the Bible passages that you shared with me. Life lesson number 3, rally together not only around each other and family, rally together around the Word of God. God promises great things are going to happen when you do. This process of reflection, evaluation, prayer, and above all, a redirection to Scripture showed me some things that I need to work on personally in here, some things I need to work on in my ministry, showed me some of the things that we all need to work on in here, and showed me some things we all need to work on together in our ministry here at St. Mark's. We are not perfect people. We are struggling to work with and to serve with less than perfect people. We are struggling to reach out to and comfort struggling and hurting imperfect people. Which is why, as the children told us when the time had fully come, God sent us a perfect Savior, Jesus, who loves us, who listens to us when we cry out to Him, who ministers to us, and who serves us with His ministry. One day when He either calls us home to be with Him, or when He comes again in all His glory to take us home, we will be made perfect, and then we will be able to love and serve one another perfectly. We will be able to worship Him perfectly. We will be able to stand and be with the perfect God forever. Until then, we look to His love and mercy to find the confidence to call ourselves His children, the confidence to call each other brothers and sisters, and to be bold enough to hold in our feeble hands His Word, and to serve one another in our community with the good news of an almighty God who gave up everything to call us His very own people forever. God's people never cease to surprise me. Very recently, somebody shared this encouragement from God's word with me, from Galatians chapter 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Through this calling process, we all have, again, the opportunity to refocus our ministry on three things mentioned in the service, mentioned in post-service announcements: glorify God in all we do, grow in His grace by gathering around and sharing His word and sacraments, and going with the good news of a God who loves us, forgives us, heals us, and wants us, and has gone to great lengths to make us His forever. Let us not become weary in doing that good, because God has a huge harvest to share with us. Sometimes it takes great patience to wait for the harvest. Sometimes the harvest doesn't go the way we plan or even the way we would like it to go. Sometimes the harvest isn't as bountiful as we had hoped. Still, God promises a harvest when we trust in Him, work with His tools, and faithfully serve one another in our community with the good news of Jesus and His love. His life lived for us, His death died for us, and His resurrection and ascension, putting a big fat exclamation point on every promise He has ever made to us. His promises are true for me, His promises are true for you. There is a tendency and a temptation to become weary and to give up when the harvest of our ministry efforts, personally and collectively as a congregation, aren't where we would like them to be. Oftentimes, those blessings are there. We're just not looking for them. They're not the ones we're hoping for, and God is calling us to be patient and wait on them. When the numbers aren't where we would like them to be, when reactions to the Word of God aren't causing the changes in our hearts and lives the way we would like, when we would like them to, when it appears that the world is snuffing out the good news that we have, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. I cannot promise you a trip up the mountain like God gave to Moses. I cannot promise you that God has whispered in my ear and given me a magic bullet that is going to solve all of the timeless challenges God's people have faced ever since Adam and Eve decided to dig in, ever since God's people decided to stop listening to the prophets, ever since people ventured on establishing the New Testament ministry, and St. Paul very soon had to rebuke Peter and say, stop directing people away from Jesus and start directing people back toward Jesus. But I can promise you this, that by God's grace, I will look to Him for the wisdom and strength to not become weary in doing good and to not give up serving with you with the good news of Jesus. I have decided to return the call to Good Shepherd, or to Shepherd of the Hills, and to stay here and serve you and our community with God's word and with His sacraments. As Jesus has loved me, listened to me when I called out to Him, led me and served me, I look to Him for the wisdom and strength to love you and to listen to you and to lead you and to serve you with the talents that God has entrusted to me. As Jesus loved me, listens to me, leads me, and serves me, as I told you in September when I returned to call, I am committed to my ministry here to love you, to listen to you, to lead you, and to serve you as I have been by Jesus Himself. I will promise to do so with my talents and my abilities. That's all I got. And, well, that's all I've got, and in my opinion, that's not too shabby with all of my flaws and all of my weaknesses. That is, however, only one side, one facet of my ministry. Pastor Stray and Mr. Bauer are the other side, and the staff and all of you and your talents and your abilities are the third side to my ministry. Match us all up, and we have something to first and foremost offer God as a spiritual act of worship, and second, we have something to put together to glorify God, grow in His grace, and go with the gospel. I do not know what the harvest is going to look like tomorrow, but I do know that putting the 700 people together of St. Mark's to work on our projects, even with all our varied gifts, all our varied opinions, all our different wants and desires, when we love, listen, lead, and serve together as Jesus first loved us, good things are going to happen. Let us not become weary in doing good, my brothers and sisters. I'm humbled and honored to be your pastor, and I look forward to serving you in the future. Thank you so much for your extra time and patience. I appreciate that.
And I now have your third shot of good news for the morning. Several weeks ago, we extended a call to Brett Bengel and his wife, Adrian, who live in Houston, Texas, to serve as our fifth and sixth grade teacher and part-time upper grades teacher, replacing Mr. and Mrs. Walker, who will be retiring at the end of the school year. And I have a letter to read from them. Dear members of St. Mark, through much prayer and deliberation, we feel the Lord has led us to accept the calls from St. Mark's Lutheran Church and School. Thank you for your thoughts and prayers as we deliberate our calls. We enjoy talking to the members of St. Mark's and are looking forward to moving to Citrus Heights and using our gifts and abilities to serve you in your ministry. My wife and I ask for your continued prayers as we prepare for our move to California. Your congregation is in our prayers, and we look forward to meeting you all in the near future. In Christ, Brett and Adrian Bengel. In the weeks and months to come, we'll have the opportunity to welcome them to our church and school and help them make their transition from Texas. That's all we have for you this morning. As you leave again, please leave your worship booklet behind if you don't need to take it with you, and I look forward to greeting you over in the gym.